hi everybody, I'm on the line now. Welcome on Vinyl Time Classic Rock Radio Live Facebook. We are in with Jim and Toby from Sweden. Hi guys, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. Hi.
So maybe I think we just see one part of Toby. Hi Toby, hi. How are you?
So Toby got, okay, great. Okay.
So just a few words in French, Jim and Toby, just to introduce you, and maybe we can start in English with for the other people who join us on a live Facebook. So bonsoir à tous, nous sommes en direct donc sur Vinyl Time Classic Rock Radio avec Jim, Jed and Toby. Voilà, on a la chance d'avoir ces deux grands artistes suédois avec nous. Bon, je ne sais pas beaucoup parler suédois, hein. I just say tack to everybody, but so nous avons la chance d'avoir Jim qui est un très très grand artiste qui a fait plusieurs albums solo, et bien sûr on va parler du nouvel album de Alien, Into the Future, qui arrive le 27 novembre par Our Even. Et en tout cas on va prendre un bon moment à discuter avec avec nos amis pour savoir un petit peu ce qu'ils attendent avec ce disque. So let's go in English now. So Jim, Toby, thank you very much for responding to my invitation. So first question is regarding the lockdown, of course, because as you know, it's a very difficult time now. So how are you today, and how is your lockdown going for you in Sweden?
The situation here is I think we are good. We have managed ourselves quite good, but we have a situation in Sweden, of course, where concerning the pandemic, we have to stay too close to the ones you live with, and social distancing is very important. And so I think we all now do the very, very best we can.
Yeah, so I just translate very quickly. C'est un petit peu comme nous, hein. On doit rester un petit peu à la maison et puis profiter du temps. Profiter du temps notamment pour faire un disque, hein, soyons clairs. Et puis on va pouvoir en discuter dans quelques instants. So Jim, Toby, Alien started in 1986. It's a long time ago. Now you are in 2020. So you continue to work with Tommy Borg and of course Toby Tarash, your drummers. So what is the alchemy between you for create this new album?
Sorry, can you take the last part again? What's the
alchemy between between you? Alchemy.
Chemistry.
Alchemist. Yes.
I have to say first, I think this is very funny because I thought Toby wanted to see the program. But he ended up, he used the same link as I, yeah. He got me into the program. Toby, but that's okay, Toby, right? You can be there, Toby.
Yeah.
You can stay there. he just wanted to listen, but he used this link. Anyhow, you know, how this album come to be really is that some years ago now, I think soon to be 3 years ago, we talked in the band to do something slightly heavier with a more deeper sound. But the first time we talked about it, the five of us, we didn't get to any, came to a decision. Then maybe 7 months later, we talked about it again. And this time, three of us really wanted to do the same thing. We did want to do a more heavier album, and that is Toby, Tony, and myself. So in that note, really two members of the band decided to leave the band. So with the three of us who had the same plan, wanted to do the same thing, stuck together and kept on.
Ok, so I just translate now. Comme il l'a dit, hein, ils sont donc à trois maintenant. Hein, donc Toby Borg à la guitare, Jim Jihad, bien sûr, au chant, et Toby Tarash, qu'on voit un petit peu là, qui est à la batterie. Donc, ils ont travaillé ensemble. Ils ont perdu donc les deux autres membres d'Alien au démarrage, puisqu'en fait, ils n'étaient pas tout à fait alignés avec ce qu'ils voulaient faire. Et donc, ils sont partis sur cette idée de travailler ensemble et de préparer un nouvel album. Jim, regarding this new album, Into the Future, it's more hard rock than our or something like that. Why is it change? Why we build this new sounds, I would like to say, of Alien now?
As I said, we wanted to do something. I mean, rock is rock. What is new? But anyhow, we wanted to do a heavier album, more guitar based, and change the position from between guitars and keyboards. Mm-hmm. And because everyone who's going to hear the album, it's going to hear melodies, and it's still my vocals, my melody language, in a way. But it was simply an urge to develop, to do something new, in a way.
Ok, ça, bah comme il le dit, hein, en fait, hein, ils avaient envie de faire quelque chose de nouveau, ils avaient envie d'amener autre chose, d'être moins dans les claviers, plus dans la musique, plus aligné avec la voix de Jim, et c'est pour ça qu'ils sont partis, dans ce style-là. So Jim Tabby, just one word from one guy who is called Kieran Dargan, we see this live, so he said, good evening from Ireland, guys.
Good evening. Good evening, Kira. How are you doing? I can hear you, but thumbs up. I mean, I have to say, Kieran, a good friend in music. We met him at Firefest, of course.
Yeah, of course. So we have some question about Firefest, for sure. Yeah. Because we have to discuss about Firefest.
So, hi, Kieran.
So, at the beginning of Alien in 1996, one of your first two tracks you play was "I Will Survive," Jim. If you remember, do you think that with this with Into the Futures you survive well?
Yeah, I think that. You know, I mean, musically, for sure, and physically, you can watch here. No, but it, you know, when we started out, I mean, when we started out playing music in the 70s, we had a fire for music, of course, and then in and I mean, if you're talking about Alien as a band, you mean, I mean, the one constant thing in Alien is Tony Borg.
Yeah.
Tony Borg is the guy who put in the effort to get a record deal. He is the guy who formed the band and had different kind of members. But for sure, we are original members, the five, you know, Ken, Jimmy, Toby, Tony, and me. But the band have lived throughout the years in different shapes, so to speak. But as the band has moved along, it's always have been writing, but not so often. I mean, yeah. The last album was in Eternity, 2014. And that time we really wanted to do, yeah. Yeah, it's a great album. But you know, that album was made with an intention to do like Alien number two. Mm. It was a way of writing that we wanted to remind it a bit of the old days. It was what we wanted to do, to get the fans to see that we had an Alien album number one in 1988, and here is the second one.
Yeah,
and that it's a whole nother story this time, because this time we more experimental, as we experimented and we try different kinds of arrangements and stuff. It was a long answer. I hope you can remember some of it.
Yes, yes. So I have to translate now. Thank you so much, Jim. So, if, bon, comme il le dit, hein, so Alien, c'est quand même un groupe où seul Tony Borg est vraiment celui qui est resté le plus longtemps et qui a vu passer beaucoup de monde. Il y a eu beaucoup de, bah, de différents musiciens qui sont passés. Il y a eu différents moments dans Alien. Les bons moments au début, des moments un petit peu différents où il y a eu pas mal d'expérimentation. Et puis, bien sûr, avec Eternity, ils sont revenus à quelque chose qui était plus dans la partie de ce que faisait Alien. Et puis là, maintenant, effectivement, avec Into the Future, ils sont revenus à quelque chose d'un peu nouveau. Et donc, ils continuent tous ensemble à être ben, super ensemble et faire de la bonne musique. So we come back now to another question. So as you said a few minutes ago, Jim, Tony, it's a center of the Alien process and so on. So do you think that Tony, since the beginning, had a big guitar sound since the first record in 1988, sorry. That's why we have record more roots than the other today, or is this a choice of Tony to put at the face the guitar sounds and something like that?
How do you mean if this was Tony's idea? With the,
yes.
You can say, as I mentioned to you, the first time the band discussed to do a slightly different kind of album, it was Tony bringing that up.
Okay.
And the second time, really, it was because me and Tony had the same thought early that year, and the end of the year we talked about it again, and but I think Tony had longed for to do something more guitar based, because you have to remember, even though we love the first album, we really do love the songs, but I think we still have to remember that half of that album isn't written by Alien. It's written by incredible, capable and awesome people in the United States, because we wrote all our stuff ourselves, and there it was, I don't remember, but I think more guitars. But when we got a record company, we sort of turned into from a hard rock band to a AOR pop rock band. You know what I mean? We became radio oriented, and Tony's guitar in a way had to get in the background a bit.
A little bit,
because I mean, you hear, I hope I can explain this so you understand, but it changed a bit when we got the record deal and we became the first album and so forth, and but now Tony, for sure, as if he were here, he would say, this is the album of my life. Tony is so excited about this album.
Yeah, so
so
comme il le dit, hein, bah, quand vous écouterez l'album, parce que moi j'ai eu la chance de l'écouter, hein, c'est 11 titres, on va en parler, mais le son de la guitare, il est vraiment très très fort devant et on n'entend pratiquement plus les claviers, voire pas du tout. Et donc comme il le dit, bah, il y a eu à une époque, la guitare était un peu moins devant, il y avait plus les claviers, parce que l'album de 1988, c'est quand même une tuerie, hein, le premier Alien. Et derrière, bah, effectivement, ils ont ramené quelque chose. Et comme le dit Jim, this is Tony is winner. Tony is winner. So, c'est pourquoi effectivement cet album est un petit peu différent des autres. Jim, maybe we move. I have a chance. I have a big chance to see Alien twice at the Firefest. You just discuss. A few minutes ago with you, the first Firefest in 2011, and after that in 2030 for the 25 years anniversary of Alien. So that's a real pleasure to see you on stage. So just for the listener, I just put a very quick extract of this Firefest now, just to see Jim singing. That was the Firefest. That was an energy. That was maybe 2 or 3 days with missing today because it's a fantastic festival. So, Kurian, thank you so much to create this one. And we passed a lot of time with a lot of energy, with a lot of fans who is totally here for the music, for here a lot of good band, good song, and something like that. So I would like to say, Jim, because I know that in 2011, in fact, this is the first comeback for Alien because we stopped maybe in 2005, if I remember. So how much impact this festival has on the continuation of the Alien adventures? Because I remember that this is the first time, 6 years, maybe the last album is on 25, and we come back to Firefest. So it is very important to see you at this Firefest for the band in general.
It's a sound thing, but did you ask me if we thought it was special to went to Firefest or
yes for you and for the band in general, because this is like a new story for Alien between after these two Firefest. This is like a comeback for Alien.
As I mentioned before, you know, the original band got together in 2009 or 10, and we decided to just do some shows for the fun of it. And you know, when the five of us quit playing together because I left the band, we were in 1988 and we didn't have internet or anything. Suddenly I heard through Tommy Dinander many years afterward, "Did you know, Jim, they play in your songs on internet?" What? And you know, the whole internet thing. And that really made Alien, I think, in a way, survive, because our first album survived through internet and reached fans. So we never played outside Sweden together. This was the first time in 2011 that we went international to do a gig. So you can imagine when we stood there and on Firefest, we knew that many people were talking about us. Alien for the first time live and everything, and you know, when they dropped that and when they dropped, you know, this not backdrop, foredrop, and we started out with the first song, I think it was Brand New Love, and it was like surrealistic. It was all quiet, it was packed with people, and everyone stood like and watching us, and we tried to do our best. And after we ended that song, the reception from the audience was like, you know, we were lifting on stage.
I remember. Yeah. We said, stay. it's totally crazy. In fact, yes, of course, because this is the first time for everybody to see Alien outside Sweden. So this is like a... That's wonderful. That's like Jesus is coming. That's the same. It's like totally. And I see a lot of smile during this your gigs, because a lot of persons listen your music at the beginning in 1986 and 8, and say, "Wow, I see Alien on stage. Wow, it's crazy. It's totally crazy." So thank you again to Kurian to keep the band and said, "Hey, let's go to Nottingham."
Yeah, and I think, you know, they had to be very important, Kieran and the guys and the staff, with times on stage. Yeah. But I think I looked to Kieran and I said, "What do you say?" And I think he said, "Do another."
Yeah. And maybe we play 2 hours, 3 hours. And this is... I just translate a few words in French. So it's not easy now. So comme il le dit, hein, donc il y a eu plusieurs moments, et on parlait bien sûr du Firefest, hein, parce que le Firefest, c'est quand même moi la première fois où j'ai vu Alien, la reformation. Ils se sont posé plein de questions aussi parce que les gens étaient enthousiasmés c'était vraiment le terme, enthousiasme. et on a profité de Bada Show qui était incroyable parce que, comme il le dit, Alien n'était pas sorti de la Suède et on a pu, via le Firefest, avoir Alien devant nous. À Nottingham pendant longtemps, puisque les organisateurs ont laissé jouer un peu plus Alien. C'était vraiment magnifique. Magnifique. Thank you so much again. 7 years after, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just one question about that. We come back now to into the futures. We come back on the 27th of November. It's been almost maybe 6 or 7 years between Eternity and Into the Future. So what's so much time between the two records? What happened?
This is my view on the matter. I mean, but my view is like that Alien, as I mentioned, we got together our original lineup in 2009. And before that, Tony and I did something in 2005. So you have to say that Alien haven't been, for reasons, there's out, of course, for reasons, but we haven't been constant, like Europe, sticking together, developing through time. It hasn't been that way with us. That's why I think when we did the 2014 Eternity album, we did that and we did some shows. But and then again, you know, playing in the AOR genre doesn't really give you that much opportunities to play. It is a few festivals around the world, but you can't. It's hard to play very much because there ain't possibilities to play that kind of music.
Ça, juste en tant comme il le dit, hein, son explication, ben, c'est qu'ils ont mis du temps parce qu'il a fallu travailler ensemble, il a fallu revoir des choses, tourner, préparer le disque, faire quelque chose un peu comme l'Europe, hein, qui est carré, qui est propre. Et ils ont mis du temps. Et puis, comme vous écouterez sur ce nouvel album qui sort le 27 novembre sur Our Even, que le choix des titres et tout ça, ça a été un petit peu long. So maybe Jim, just give some words about the Alien Into the Future. So we come back to Our Even on the 27th of November. So this is 11 track. So I just give the 11 track because I have the chance to listen to this fantastic new CD. So I'm totally happy with these sounds. So the track list of the new Into the Future is, the first one is You Still Burn, Night of Fire, Waska, Time is Right, What Are the Fighting For, Into the Futures, Freedom Win, Really Willing, Falling Way Down, In Her Eyes, and the last one is Children. This album come back in the 27th of November, and maybe we have to say that we have a specific gigs on the 26th, maybe, Jim,
yeah, of November. Yes, you're totally right. We have one live stream show. We're doing one live stream on the 26th of November at 1900 Swedish time.
Okay.
And we have put up that on our Facebook. So if you're out there and want to join in, and so please watch our Facebook page for it.
Ok, ça, comme il le dit, hein, le 26 novembre, il y aura une espèce de concert de Alien en direct en Facebook Live, hein, comme là ce soir. Hein. Donc, checkez la page Facebook d'Alien. Ils sont quand même très présents sur le Facebook. Et puis, on se retrouve tous le 26 en fait. Hein, le 26, on sera devant l'écran pour regarder cette prestation de Alien avant la sortie de l'album. So. Maybe we have just to discuss about the mix and the mastering of the new album. Maybe Jim, one word about the world made by Eric Martinson, with maybe the guy who is playing Eclipse, I think. So what did it bring to you?
Yeah, it is like this. The guy Anders Festader, who has been working with our cover and helping us with the videos, he recommended me to talk to Eric because they're friends. And we listened to what Eric had done with Eclipse and thought that Eric should be a good choice to do the mix for the album. and was a good choice, and we are most thankful towards Eric for his great work. The difference in this on this album is like the three of us, Toby, Tony, and me, we have been in every detail of everything.
Okay.
So even here, when it comes to mixer, we worked for a period quite kind of close with Eric to make sure, really make sure he got our vision of the sound we were after.
And is it easy? And is easy to work with Eric for this one?
Sorry, what do you say?
Is it easy to work? In fact, at the end, are you totally happy with the production, mastering, and so on of the new album?
Yeah, we are very happy with the result, if you mean.
Yes.
Yeah. We are really, really happy because we really got it. We think.
We have the sound.
Yeah, we have the sound. We have to, and of course, Eric was very receptive to listen to what we wanted, and that's why it was a good teamwork too.
Okay, so I just translate now. So, effectivement, donc le mix et le mastering ont été faits donc par Eric Martesson, hein, vous le connaissez, c'est le chanteur guitariste de Eclipse. Il a pas fait que Alien, mais il a fait beaucoup de bonnes choses. Et puis travailler avec lui, en fait, ils avaient une idée tous les trois, Toby, Jim et Tony, de la manière dont ils voulaient enregistrer. Donc ils ont beaucoup parlé, ils sont écoutés, ils ont avancé. Et à la finale, en fait, Jim se dit très très content de la production et du master qui a été fait. En tout cas, l'album est très bon, il sonne très bien. Moi, je redis, les 11 titres sont magnifiques. Vraiment, on a hâte d'être au 26 novembre pour écouter les premiers titres. Et le 27, courez acheter le disque. Hein. Le disque, il doit être à la maison. Il faut le commander. Je ne sais pas comment on ferait. Le Click and Collect. Click and Collect the new Into the Futures as soon as possible on 27, 28 and something like that. Some last questions. So you see that Isabel said it's a great to have explanation of the conception of the new album. I can't wait to hear it. So that I think we have some persons who is waiting, like me, the lesson of the new Alien.
Yeah. I saw that question, but hopefully she got from you. And as you mentioned, children. Children are the album's ballad, and we are really happy with that. We wanted again to end the record with a ballad. So
that's my questions. When I listen, Push on Fruit, your last solo album, you have an acoustic version. We call Is That What It Is? This is the same approach like Children. We record this one. When I listen Children, I see, oh my God, I listened this one in Jim Gied last album. So I just put the same and I say, oh, maybe this is the same approach or maybe something like that. So this is your approach when you record these children songs?
Yeah, in a way, you know, when Eternity ended, we had a song there too.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Which song was that? Okay.
In truth, the last song of
In Truth, and then it was like in Push On Through, and so now we really thought it's a mark. We do a ballad in the end.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good approach. It's done. Well, you have a lot of sounds, and at the end we have a calm songs.
Yeah, and I really want to take this opportunity, Oliver, because I know that it's very many fans in the AOR world who is a bit concerned, you know, the cover, You Still Burn. But for sure, I think give it a chance because it's a lot of melody and there are songs there that reminds the fans of the old Alien too, in a way. Yeah. I think
yes. So I just translate. In fact, oui. Bon, la marque de fabrique d'Alien, c'est de finir maintenant ses albums par une ballade, quelque chose de tranquille. Donc dans Eternity, c'était In Truth. dans le Push on Through de Jim Jed, on avait It Is What It Is. Et donc, dans ce Into the Future, la chanson très cool qui termine l'album, et donc Children. Donc, bah, écoute, moi, elle m'a beaucoup plu. C'est une des chansons que j'adore. Il y a deux chansons que j'aime bien dans Into the Future. So, two songs with my best song on your album, of course. So, of course, I like Children for finish the album because we have a lot of energy and the last song is very calm. This is a calm before the storm or something like that. So that's magnifique in French. And magnifique. And my last song, this is Night of Fire, because it's a very catchy song. So I like Night of Fire. So just, I hope that everybody can listen on the 27th of November, this new record. Because it's fantastic one. It's fantastic one. 11 song with different approach. So that's the point.
So nice to hear. And let me say also that Night on Fire, we have done a full video for Night of Fire.
Okay.
So it's recorded in an old place that it's over 700 years old. and it's going to be fires and. Yeah. So please watch out for the video out there.
So I have no idea that this is a new video, but I like the song. So it's totally crazy to say that this is a video. So
yeah, so Night of Fire is the main. So you hit it right on spot.
Yes. So you see, Jim, that we have a new hello from Luke. With the true fan of Alien and something like that. This is our fan. So I think it is a real fan of Alien and the rest of the our music. So he said, yes, can't wait too. So I think a lot of person in France waiting your new CD. So it's totally a good news.
So nice to hear. Hello, Luke.
So maybe yes, just Luke. Yes, Luke. So yes, maybe Luke. Just one. So one small video regarding again. The Firefest with Tony, maybe just one small video from the audience just to see Tony with playing some guitars because we have some guitars in Alien now.
yeah, for sure.
So that was again the Firefest Festival with Alien. Yeah. That's a good moment. Good moments, good energy, good feelings. That's again, thank you so much for this one, Jim. So now we have to finish this interview. So I just remember that I just give some new words. So Luke said, hello, Jim. Thanks for all.
So this is.
So I just remember 27th of November, the new Alien Into the Futures, 11 wonderful songs by some wonderful people from Sweden. Come back on your back. Yeah. So don't hesitate to buy this one. And on the 26th of November, hey,
the live
stream with the band. So we are in, we are on the live. We are definitely with you, Jim, Toby, and the rest of the band. So Jim, merci. So Jim, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your times on this first day. I would like to say thank you to Birgit with for Musica for helping me for do this interview with you. And I think before we leave, the last word is for you, Jim. So let's go for some words in French. And maybe I just say at the end, tac.
Yeah. Je m'appelle Jim, et toi? Comment allez-vous? How are you, right?
Yeah. Jim, thank you. Thank you so much for your times. I really enjoyed to speak with you. It's a real pleasure.
And we also, I just have to say, because we go, I think also say want to say that it's been really great working with Birgit. As you said, and George, who really do a lot for the industry that we're also in. So it's great. Nice to be talking to you.
Nice to pick your times in Sweden, in Göteborg, with a gray sky today. But I hope that the snow is not coming back very soon. And maybe next year we can show you.
And this is the last. Only woman, only woman. Okay.
Thank you so much. This is the first hit of Alien, One Only Woman. Wow. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
It's a great time. Great congratulations for the new CD. It's a wonderful one. So I hope that we have a lot of fun on the 26th of November. And yes. I hope we can see you on stage all over the world, I would like to say, on the 2021 or maybe 2022. And cross my finger. And let's see. Again, the end of this interview with the trailer of Into the Futures by Alien. So thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you. And
take care and hope to see you soon in Sweden.
Yeah. Take care.